Now, yesterday at around about 10 to 4 in the Dáil, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin gave an apology after meeting with a group of survivors, some of whom were in reform and industrial schools in Kerry. The four that had taken part in a 51-day hunger strike outside Leinster House late last year. Maurice Patton O'Connell, Miriam Moriarty Owens and Mary Donovan were child inmates of Pembroke Arms Industrial School in Tralee, while Mary Dunleavy Green was placed in an industrial school in Limerick. They were in the Dáil to hear the apology yesterday. Here's a little bit of what the Taoiseach had to say in his address.
I too want to start today by welcoming to Dáil Éireann a group of survivors from industrial and reformatory schools who have met with me and with the then Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, to discuss their concerns and to share their individual stories and experiences. And they are, as you've said, Mary Donovan, Mary Dunleavy Green, Miriam Moriarty Owens and Maurice Patton O'Connell. I pay tribute to you and I thank you for your advocacy. Following the conclusion of a mediation process to address the concerns raised, government has agreed to provide further improvements to these services. And these include strengthened access to health services for survivors of industrial and reformatory schools through appointment of dedicated health liaison officers, and better access to counselling and physiotherapy services. Work is already underway to put these services in place. Government has also agreed to provide additional funding for education grants under the Supports for Survivors of Residential Institutional Abuse Act 2025. We've also progressed measures to ensure that survivors are prioritised for social housing needs and to ensure that community welfare services give them specific consideration and recognition for funeral costs and provide accordingly. The potential for local memorialisation proposals is also being explored. All of these measures are part of the agreement that I and Minister McEntee and the government arrived at with the group that's here today by letter and mediation. And I hope that these additional measures will help the ongoing process of healing for these survivors of institutional abuse. Another matter which I wish to address relates to criminal records. Today I wish to categorically confirm for the record that the state did not and does not regard individuals by virtue of their detention in any industrial school as having committed a criminal offence and that no criminal record is recorded against them. With regard to children who were detained in industrial schools and who were subsequently transferred to a reformatory school solely by virtue of their detention in the industrial school, they are likewise not considered to have had any criminal record. No person, and in particular no agency of the state, should in any way regard these individuals as having committed a criminal offence or having a criminal record. A formal statement to this effect will also be issued today by the Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. And certificates confirming this for individual survivors will be provided on a case-by-case basis following receipts of records, including posthumously. The process for this will be put in place by the Minister for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration as soon as possible. Survivors have felt stigmatised, and you made this very clear to me in our meetings. You have felt stigmatised throughout your lives, and we must be clear and categoric in removing any taint of stigmatisation from public discourse and the public record. I want to once again thank the survivors for being here today. Your commitment and your resilience and the struggle and the challenges that presented for you personally, as you again articulated to me today, is testament to your tireless commitment to shining a light into the dark corners of both our past and present. I want to unequivocally apologise to you and reiterate on behalf of the government, the state and all citizens of the state the profound sorrow for the terrible pain and abuse suffered by you. What you endured on a daily basis as innocent children was harrowing, heartbreaking and wrong.
That's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin as part of his apology yesterday on behalf of the state to people who were in industrial and reform schools. A lot of mention yesterday during the speech as well of those who were boarded out and provisions being made, not totally made, and there's an issue with that with regards to some people who were brought out who are still excluded from the redress scheme, which was kind of attached to the mother and baby homes announcement last year. I think it was the year before even. Now, as you heard earlier on, we played an excerpt of it from Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, who apologised on behalf of the government to survivors of institutional abuse. The apology follows commitments given on the 10th of November last year, when the Taoiseach and Minister for Education met with four survivors who had gone on hunger strike to highlight what happened to them as children. Following consultation with the Attorney General, the apology builds on the 1999 apology to victims of institutional abuse. It also takes into consideration some parts of the 2021 apology to survivors of mother and baby homes, which relate to the issue of those being boarded out. At request of the survivors, the apology also clarifies that nobody has a criminal record just by virtue of having been placed in an industrial school or in a reformatory school by virtue of a transfer from an industrial school. A number of different issues have been talked about and were mentioned in the speech yesterday from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin about supports that the survivors had wanted. One of the hunger strikers, Maurice Patton O'Connell, is from Cara Savina, is with me on the line. Maurice, good morning to you. You were in the Dáil yesterday. What was it like?
It was surreal. Really, there were so many emotions going through me yesterday that I didn't hardly was able to handle it. But it was absolutely surreal to be there.
What did you make of the apology?
I thought the apology was heartfelt from Micheál Martin. As you know, he was Minister for Education and he was part of it back in 1999. And I believe now that he has actually given us closure with that apology yesterday. After 27 years of fighting, we finally feel that we have got closure.
It was a long time coming, Maurice, and it comes with a package of supports as well that ye agreed to on the 10th of November.
That's right, yeah. It came with trying to make sure that the survivors that are elderly now are well looked after in their last years of life, and for survivors of the boarding out that were abused by farmers, by hotels, by families that they were put in as au pairs, they finally are getting closure now as well. And they can live out the rest of their lives in peace now, knowing that these supports are in place for them.
Yeah, the package of supports was agreed, following the mediation. These build on other supports already provided, but there's going to be supports for health, for education, for housing, for funeral costs, a liaison officer to be appointed as well, Maurice. So you're hopeful that will happen as soon as possible?
Well, we are hoping. First of all, we were talking about not like... We emailed Micheál Martin last week when we found out that he was given the apology on Wednesday, which was very short notice for us. And we told him that we wouldn't accept the apology because 3 months on from the 10th of November, there was nothing in place except for the Kerry County Council actually were the first ones to put a liaison officer in place. Okay. And there was no other support. So he said that he would get all the supports in place because the next time he would be able to do the apology would be in June. So we decided to put his word, trust his word, and we accepted the apology yesterday. And we also said to him yesterday in a private meeting that all these supports have to be in place within the next month or two.
Okay.
Otherwise we'd be going back again.
Yeah, that would see the hopefully real delivery of it. How important was the criminal record issue, that no criminal record is recorded against anyone that was in your situation?
Well, the criminal record was very important to people because, as you know, you can't go anywhere with a criminal record. America, and I know a good few survivors that tried to get into Australia, America, New Zealand, and they couldn't get in there because of the criminal record that they had. And a lot of them were afraid to go in there. But it vindicates survivors that they are no longer criminals. They were never criminals in the first place. And the apology for that was, it was amazing, really. We got a certificate, maybe certificate is the wrong word, but yeah. We got a letter from Jim O'Callaghan, and telling us that we were no longer criminals and were never criminals. So it was amazing.
Yeah, that's very important for people, I'd imagine. With regards to the issue of a pension as well, the Taoiseach mentioned in the speech, Morris, that look, it's a complex area to pay pensions or give an increase, or but they're providing instead an expansion of education support, which provides payments of €600 to support informal learning per year to people. So that's kind of a way they've worked around that issue for ye.
Yeah, they have worked around that issue, and they're also giving €2,000 a year for self-development or education, whatever people feel that they need.
Yeah.
And more importantly, is that they've put in better counselling services for survivors. And the funeral grants, then, people do not have to worry now that they're going to be buried in a pauper's grave. They don't have to worry about, you know, like the expense that's been put onto their families, which is absolutely fantastic. And then with the healthcare, it was agreed that people can die in their own homes with dignity, because a lot of survivors are petrified of going into nursing homes and hospitals in the last days of their lives. So it was agreed that they would be looked after at home with care.
Yeah, a very important issue, that's for sure, for a lot of you. And I know that there's prioritisation and housing as well, that the local authorities would use their powers to prioritise social housing support and compassionate grounds to survivors of industrial and reformatory schools.
Yes, that was always there with the council, as far as I'm aware, because I was talking to the council about it. But the biggest thing here is that survivors that are living on the streets will get priority for housing. But if you need anything, housing, your house to be just for medical grounds, that was already there by the Kerry County Council. And all I can speak for is for the Kerry County Council, you know?
Yeah. That's a part of it as well. Morris, many people didn't make it to yesterday. Many people have died. They weren't alive. They're not alive to see that and hear that apology and receive those supports. Were you thinking of them yesterday?
I mean, like, this was not just the four of us. It was the 4,000 and the people that had died. I believe that this will give families some sort of closure and some sort of vindication that their loved ones that have gone were never criminals, and that they got the apology. Because a lot of families that are left behind feel that the abuse is still going on, because they remember, oh, my father was a criminal, class or mother, whichever the case may be.
Yeah.
And now they'll get a certificate if they apply to in their father's or in the mother's name, brothers, sister, uncles, aunts, whichever the case may be. And that will state that they were never criminals.
Yeah.
And it might bring comfort to them as well.
Yeah, that's it. It certificates confirming the position and criminal records for individual survivors. They can be considered on a case-by-case basis following receipt of records posthumously, including posthumously, and it's going to be put in place by the Department of Justice. But in the first instance, survivors of industrial and reformatory schools who wish to obtain their records for the purpose of seeking a certificate should send an email to survivorsupports@education.gov.ie or call the Department of Education. They'll be put on the right road there. So that process can begin. I know that's still an issue as well, Morris. And it's still, many are unhappy with the level of access to records and redacted names. I would hope that that will be cleaned up as well, and that anyone who wants any record will get it when they want it and get full information as to what happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we are hoping the same thing, but we got our certificates yesterday and we had to give them back, Jory, because when they went through the records, there was wrong dates, there was wrong names put in, because, as you know, industrial schools, they changed their names and they gave us numbers and they changed the dates that we went in there. So we had to give them back to the Taoiseach to rectify the name. So people want to be very careful when they're accepting these licenses, for the want of a better word, or letters. They'd want to be careful and look very closely at the date, because their records above in Dublin do not match our records and the times we've been in there.
Yeah, 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 and that is very important to clarify that as well. Maurice, there's still work to be done. There are still cohorts of survivors who are fighting for services, particularly those, and an element of those who were boarded out at a young age, sometimes as babies even, or went in as babies for a short time, then were boarded out afterwards, that they want to be part of a redress scheme. So it's not over for them as of yet, and they're still campaigning. That's something you hope will be addressed as well.
Well, I'm hoping that the children out in the county homes would be looked after next. I know there's a great man there called James Shukro. He's fighting for years for them to be recognised. And that is the next step. But the biggest step after that, Jerry, is the psychiatric hospitals. They have to be investigated. Because as I said on the radio before, is that my mother was put into Killarney and she was sexually assaulted inside her, ending up with a child. Now, and there's a lot more women and a lot more men that have to be, this has to be investigated as well, because they're never going to get any closure if the government do not come out with the truth and stop the cover-up of the psychiatric hospitals, because I reckon that that is bigger than the industrial schools, the modern baby homes, and the men in the laundries. I reckon the psychiatric hospitals is bigger than the three of them put together.
And that's an important issue as well. Maurice, how do you feel now, having made your stand and gone on your protest for so long, to see what happens yesterday and what hopefully will be delivered in the next month or two?
Well, the first thing I was thinking last night when he was doing the apology is that, my God, how you've changed your tune. On the 9th, or on the, in September, when we met Helen McEntee for the first time, we were 2 hours inside her, and her reaction was, no, you're getting nothing. And that came from the top. And then I was looking at the Taoiseach when he was doing the speech. And then when Helen McEntee came up and done her speech and apology, I said in my own mind, how you've changed your tune. You know, and it was David versus Goliath, and we came out. And if you fight is just, you will win. And we always knew our fight was just.
Okay, Maurice, thanks very much for giving us your thoughts this morning and telling us what yesterday was like. And thanks for talking to me and Kerry today.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and thanks to your listeners.
That's Maurice Patton O'Connell there from Cara Savine, who was one of the four protesters who went on the hunger strike for 51 days, was in the Dáil yesterday. To hear that apology from Taoiseach Micheál Martin and from the Taoiseach Simon Harris.